Penguin Random House Audio presents Open Hands, Willing Heart. Discover the Joy of Saying Yes to God. Foreword by Jenny Allen. Read by Jessica Kay. This is the author, Vivian Mabuni. Dedicated with love to Julia, my favorite daughter, truly the world's best, and to my amazing nieces Cheyenne, Whitney, Lexi, Angel, and Lauren. May you live with intention and abandon to our King. May you walk in joy and freedom. May your lives shine brightly as you display God's glory through every part of your story. The future is full of hope because of women like you. In memory of Danielle Montiel. You lived your time on earth with open hands and a willing heart. Your prayer posture has become my own. I'm confident Jesus greeted you with the hugest embrace and a hearty, well done. Can't wait to see you again. A life well lived is a life surrendered.
Foreword. The subject of surrender is familiar to me. Sometimes I think it may be the only thing I've gotten right in my life. I've committed myself to say yes to God's leading, and He's moved in incredible ways. So many times I've said yes when it didn't make sense, and only years later did His plan become clear to me. Over and over, He's used my yes to build amazing stories like If Gathering, which is where I met Vivian. Vivian is a yes kind of girl, too, which is why her life is full of miracles, both in her family and in the lives of the many who count her as a spiritual mother. She even walked with open hands through the intense suffering of cancer. She says yes when she can't see the path ahead, and God shows up every time. In college, I was discipled through a ministry called Crew, and in many ways I can thank the leaders of that organization for my yes kind of faith. I'm grateful for how they taught me to love discipleship and live it as the primary goal of my life. Crew is also where Vivian has spent her life saying yes. Every time I see her vibrant smile, I also see a string of younger women whose lives she's pouring herself into. And isn't that one of the best reasons to say yes? To invest ourselves in the lives of a few people who will love God more because we were here. That's something Vivian has mastered and cares about deeply. Our choice to say yes is rarely easy, but it's our sacrifice that gives meaning to our surrender. Most of my yeses have cost me in different ways, but all of them have been worth it. Adopting, carrying casseroles across the street for neighbors who just moved in, teaching the Bible to one or a thousand, having hard conversations, and saying yes in all the unseen circumstances of everyday life. It's worth it. All of it is worth it. When we get to heaven, we'll celebrate every yes we said and the ways God used our short lives for His eternal purposes. We have much to learn from Vivian through the pages of this book, and one day, when we all get to heaven, I'll be right there to hug and thank this beautiful woman for her willingness to say yes to running this race beside me and to sharing God with others in ways that have shaped eternity. Jenny Allen, founder and visionary of If Gathering.
Part 1. A Willing Heart. Chapter 1. A Posture of the Heart. No one can sum up all God is able to accomplish through one solitary life, wholly yielded, adjusted, and obedient to Him. D.L. Moody. The hot sun beat down relentlessly on 16-year-old Florence. Her stomach rumbled as she brushed sweat from her brow. As the firstborn of her siblings, she shouldered many household responsibilities, including finding adequate places for the family's cows to graze. Like many other Rwandans in the 1960s, Florence's parents had fled their homeland and crossed into neighboring Uganda as refugees fleeing political upheaval and bloodshed. Florence, born in Uganda, gave her life to Christ as a 15-year-old. She remembers praying and setting in her heart a memorial. You never, ever forget about this decision. It is a special thing you have done. On this particular day, while tending the cows, Florence unsuccessfully searched for fruit among the bushes. Barefoot, hungry, thirsty, and hot, Florence longed for more. As she looked around at her environment and considered the projected path for girls her age, she knew unless something changed, her current circumstances would keep her walking long distances to fetch water and lacking opportunity to do what she most desired. Florence recalls with both vividness and fondness the exact area near the rocks and stones where God led her. The rock she stood on became another memorial, the place she prayed her first prayer of deep commitment and surrender. As the first believer in her family and brand new in her faith, she didn't know the exact mechanics of how to pray. She only knew to bring to God her deepest heart desire. With honesty and sincerity, she prayed, "Jesus, if you are really real, would you give me education?" Added to this heartfelt prayer, she promised, "If you give me education, I will commit to serve you forever and tell everyone how great you are." Florence's simple prayer of surrender released control of her life to her Heavenly Father, her hands now open to have the Lord take and give as He saw fit. Land of 1,000 Hills. A few years ago, on a trip to Rwanda, I had the joy of hearing and seeing how God answered Florence's prayer. Rwanda, a vibrant land filled with vibrant people who are resilient and remarkable. The country continues to make tremendous strides after the horrific genocide that took place in 1994, when government officials carried out plans for the mass extermination of an entire ethnic group and any sympathizers. Between April and July, more than 800,000 men, women, and children died from the mass slaughter over the course of 90 days. In addition to the torturous deaths, an estimated 500,000 women were raped and intentionally infected with HIV. The aftermath of the genocide left 400,000 orphans. The brutality, cruelty, and horror remain unfathomable. But I saw with my own eyes how out of death and what seemed irreparable, God brought new life. I was privileged to be a part of a team of 22 women who traveled to Rwanda to experience firsthand the beautiful ministry God is doing in and through the women there. The trip rose out of a mutually beneficial partnership between African New Life Ministry in Rwanda and IF Gathering, a worldwide Christian movement founded by my friend Jenny Allen, with a mission to gather, equip, and unleash women to live out God's calling for their lives. I've had the honor of teaching and equipping leaders through IF and have forged relationships with incredible women who, like Jenny, love God fiercely. For that trip in the summer of 2017, God put together a team composed of women from different parts of the country with different stories, bringing different gifts, living in different stages of life, and experiencing different life circumstances. God used our differences to meet each situation we encountered. We lived out the truth of how we are better together. God taught me about faith, dedication, trust, and dependence through these new sisters when our feet hit the red soil of Rwanda. Our first day in Rwanda, we toured the African New Life Ministry Center. Still new to each other and learning names while adjusting to the elevation and time change, our team assembled to hear about the early days of the ministry from one of the founders, Florence Mugisha. Florence paced slowly back and forth before us as she recounted her story, including her teenage prayer of surrender. 8 years after Florence began a relationship with Jesus, she began attending a Bible college in Uganda. There she met her future husband, Charles. Both Rwandans, Florence and Charles longed to return home to minister to the orphan children left behind after the genocide. After they married, they served in a church in Uganda where they received no monthly paycheck. They welcomed their first son, Isaac, and entered a time of what Florence described as crazy faith. Their refrigerator sat empty when an unexpected gift of 100 euros arrived from a donor in England. An opportunity to sponsor 9 Rwandan children opened up around the same time. Charles asked Florence if they could give the money they received to the children so they could attend school. Charles didn't push. Florence struggled. They had no food. They needed milk.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?